Little Dip did some torch work back in town. Likes to see things burn.
We got a good day for it here, Fish said. A nice breeze to whip up the fire. A hot, sunshiny day, which is when we know it's asleep the deepest. All we have to do is look in our pants and see if we got some balls, then go do it.
They looked at each other a while. Finally, Smed said,
All right,
and got up. He collected the bundle of brush that would be his to throw. Fish and Timmy got theirs. Tully had to go along. They lit the bundles off down in the bottom of the hole the monster dug, then jumped out and charged the mountain of sticks from the windward side. They heaved their bundles. Tully's, thrown too far away, fell short. But that did not matter. They ran like hell, Smeds, Timmy, and Fish in straight lines, Tully zigging and zagging. The tree did not wake up before they'd all made the cover of the woods. The fire had reached inferno proportions by then. Random bolts of blue lightning flailed around. They did not come for long, though. Smeds could feel the heat from where he crouched, watching. That was one bitch of a bonfire. But he was not impressed. What he was, mainly, was sad. The fire burned the rest of the day. At midnight, Timmy went to check it out and came back to say there was still a lot of live coals under the ash, and he hadn't been able to get near it. Next morning, they all went to look. Smeds was astounded. The tree still stood. Its trunk was charred, and its leaves were gone, but it still stood, the silver spike glittering wickedly at eye level. And it did not protest their presence, no matter how close they got. That was not close enough. There was a lot of heat in the ash still. They hauled water from the river and splashed down a path. Timmy Loken volunteered to take the pry bar and go pull the spike.
I can't believe it, Tully said as Timmy leaned on the bar and the tree didn't do anything about it. I can't goddamn believe it. We're actually going to do it.
Timmy grunted and strained and cussed and nothing happened.
This son of a bitch ain't going to come. Oh!
It popped loose. Timmy grabbed at it as it sailed past, grabbing it left-handed for a second. Then he screamed and dropped it.
Oh, shit, that bastard is hot!
He came running, crying, and shoved his hand into the last bucket of water. His palm was mostly red and beginning to show patches of blister already. Fish took a shovel and scooped the spike out of the ashes.
Look out, Timmy. I'm fixing to dump it in there.
My hand!
Ain't good to do a bad burn that way. You head back to camp. I got some salve there that'll do you a whole lot better.
Timmy pulled his hand out. Fish dumped the spike. The water hissed and bubbled. Fish said, You carry the bucket, Smeds. Just as Tully said,
We better make tracks.